The Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary would like to remind everyone that our sanctuary waters are closed to all boats, including kayaks and canoes, during the months of October through March. Closing our sanctuary waters helps protect migratory ducks, grebes, and loons from disturbance while they rest and fuel up. Please visit our website at richardsonbay.audubon.org for more details. And of course, come visit the center in Tiburon to view these marvelous water birds from shore. Often people have a natural cue that alerts them to the changing season. Perhaps it's the arrival of spring blooms or fall colors, a fragrance in the air, or even a sound. When I lived back east, the fall colors were certainly my favorite fall cue, but here in the Bay Area, it is actually a song. And just last week, that song arrived. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, one of my favorites, the Golden Crown Sparrow. This is Bay Birds. I've been eagerly awaiting that sound in my own backyard. I'm not sure why. The song isn't particularly melodious, and I'm sure many would argue there are much better fall songs to be heard. But perhaps it's just the first bird song, and thus bird, I learned to identify by ear, and so holds a special attachment for me. Either way, to me, its sound signals that fall has truly arrived and our feathered winter migrants are finding their way to the San Francisco Bay Area. Although I look forward to this song each year, it wasn't too long ago that others felt very differently. Around the early 20th century, farmers dubbed the Golden Crown Sparrow an official pest, since flocks of the birds would find their way to cultivated fields and feed on vegetables, flowers, and other important crops. Alaskan miners nicknamed the Golden Crown Sparrow Weary Willie in reference to their interpretation of the bird's song, believing it sang the words, "I'm so tired," or "No gold here," incessantly. It's quite possible, however, that their interpretation says more about the miner's quality of life rather than about the bird itself. And although Golden Crown Sparrow populations haven't decreased and their diet hasn't changed any, they are no longer listed as a pest species. If you get a good peek at a Golden Crown Sparrow, they're relatively easy to ID. They are somewhat large for a sparrow, have a brown back with black striping, white wing bars, a gray face and chest, and the adults have, you guessed it, a brilliant yellow crown with black borders. They also can often be seen hanging around in mixed flocks with white-crowned sparrows. You can spy these flocks feeding in open patches near shrubs so they can easily duck into the brush for shelter if disturbed. Golden Crown sparrows busily forage along the ground for juicy insects, but will also feed on a variety of seeds, buds, flowers, new shoots, berries, and they are known to visit bird feeders. A funny thing about Golden Crown sparrows, once they begin feeding at a feeder, they seem to select a personal feeding spot, so that even if it's the only bird at a feeder, it will only use its personal spot. The entire population of Golden Crown sparrows migrates within North America, spending its winters along the Pacific coast and its summers far to the north. Around here, you are most likely to encounter golden-crowned sparrows in brushy areas, thickets, chaparral, dense riparian areas, and backyard gardens. And this is one bird you don't have to rush out to find. Since it is just beginning to arrive in the Bay Area, you have all winter to enjoy it before it heads off to its Alaskan and Canadian breeding grounds come April or May. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.